Hi, I'm doing a podcast about reality, about my generation. In my opinion, folks, ladies and gentlemen, my generation, I'm 51 years old, I was born in 73. We suffered the most in human history, in my generation. You're going to say, really? Worse than World War II, worse than the British Mafia, worse than the Ottoman Empire, worse than Mongolia, worse than China, worse than Japan, worse than anything you can think of. My generation went through the worst torture you can ever imagine. You're going to say, really? You know, yes. You know what the difference between my generation and all these atrocities, our atrocity, my generation's atrocity, it wasn't about the sword, it wasn't about the bombs, it was about mental fucking warfare. You know what I'm saying? Mental fucking warfare. And I'm going to get straight to the point. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is just the tip of the iceberg of this fucking mental warfare. Okay, I'm not personal, but I'm telling you, rock music, okay, it's not the music, but it's what the hype's all about the music, you know. It's not the music, or the lyrics can play a role, but it's deeper than that. It's the hype. It's like these radio stations playing the same fucking music over and over, calling themselves the best. And when we were kids, the cool kids supposedly were the rocker kids, and they were the coolest. You know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, you know what I'm saying? They were the coolest, you know. But life continues, doesn't it? And from being fun and cool and new, there's consequences to my generation because we're all fucked, literally, you know? And people that grew up, you gotta understand something, that my generation, you know, the only thing I can tell you is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is the proof in the pudding. Like the hype and what happens to people when you put fucked up people in pedestals, when you make them the most important people, fucked up people, everyone becomes fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We're all malakis in Greek. You put malakis in the fucking, as the important people, the society becomes malakas, because that's who we are. We're human beings, you know? And that's what we do, you know? You have negative hype, and the people become negative. We'll suffer. We're victims, you know? It's just a handful of people, too. Don't look at it today, music today, you know, with the internet and stuff. You got to remember, back then, especially in the 50s, or even Hollywood, you know? It's just a handful of people that were in the media, in the entertainment business, and they're all fucked up, if you ask me. They're even the decent people were fucked up because they were silent. You know, they didn't speak out and tell, you know. But my point is, we're human beings, you know, and you know, what we see, when you see something, you become it, you know. When you admire, I have to say it in Greek, malakias, right? When you admire malakas, when the elite are malakas, when we become malakas ourselves, the society becomes malakas. And that's what happened with rock music and movies and fiction books and, you know, and fucking Marx and Engels and fucking Darwin and, you know, Adam Smith. You know, and the mafias, the big mafias, little mafias. If we admire and put them, you know, so important, we become malakas ourselves, man. That's it. That's what we are as humans. That's how it is. You know, there's the leaders and the followers. You put the leaders as malakas, we're going to become malakas, because that's it. That's how humans work. That's, we're one big family, and this family works that way, you know. if your community is malakas, everyone becomes malakas. You know what I'm saying? That's why we suffer today. Mental warfare, economic warfare. Like, what do I mean? Like, I live in Toronto, and guess what? The three universities in Toronto won't allow us Toronto kids to participate and be students in our university. You know why? Because they'll say number one draft, you know, the number one draft. And, you know, there's foreigners coming here with big money, and they won't allow us because they want us to basically, what do they want? They want the rock mentality, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? And hip-hop's part of that now, and so is pop music. All music is like that. Like, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And what happens then? Life continues, right? You're cool at one time, you're cool at one time until the shit hits the fan. And when the shit hits the fan, shit happens. And from being a cool kid, you're broke and you have nothing because you gave your money on drugs. You were in jail for years. You weren't educated. You thought you're going to be some invincible little punk your whole life. Competition. But as you get older, you know, things change. And the new generation comes in too. And they want to control the shit too. So what am I trying to say is, if you know, think about in my generation, and think about in reality, all the shit that happened to us, you know what I'm saying, with makeup and fucking trans. Yes, trans is part of my generation too. And gays and Cheech and Chong and all that shit, you know. They really fuck with the kids from a lot of things. Straight kids or you know what I'm saying, like pornos and all that shit, sexual shit, economic shit. You know what I'm saying? It's for all of us. All my generation, there was no kid, even in, like you say, religious kid, doesn't matter. We're all fucked, literally, because of, you know, the older generation, our examples and our heroes. They're all malakas. We became malakas. So that's all I have to say. Think about it, people. What's the conclusion? God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The way I see it and the way we see it as Christians, that only God can save us. We can't save ourselves. We can't save us. Save no one else. Only God can save us. That's it. Peace.